This is the preliminary English test for schools. Practice test 8. There are 4 parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. For each question, choose the correct answer. Before we start, here is an example. What is the girl going to have?
Hi, I'd like a sandwich, please. The one with tomato and lettuce.
Sure. Would you like anything to drink?
I'm not fond of cola, so could I have an orange juice, please?
There isn't any orange juice, but there's a pineapple and banana mix. Do you fancy that?
Not really. Just water will be fine then.
No problem. Here you go. That'll be £2.50, please.
The answer is B. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What is the girl going to take to the park?
What a beautiful sunny day! Why don't we go out? Shall we go to the park?
Good idea! I'll get my MP3 player to listen to some music. I've got Justin's new album.
OK, I'll take this with me, my favourite science fiction book.
Weren't you reading that at school? I thought you'd finished it already.
Nearly. I'm in the middle of the last chapter. It's so good.
I know. That's where the spaceship captain discovers the truth. Come on, let's go.
Now listen again.
What a beautiful sunny day. Why don't we go out? Shall we go to the park?
Good idea. I'll get my MP3 player to listen to some music. I've got Justin's new album.
OK, I'll take this with me, my favourite science fiction book.
Weren't you reading that at school? I thought you'd finished it already.
Nearly. I'm in the middle of the last chapter. It's so good.
I know. That's where the spaceship captain discovers the truth. Come on, let's go.
Two. What did the singer like most?
James, you've just finished your European tour. Tell us about it.
Well, my fans here in Europe are wonderful. But what I enjoyed most about this tour was my new team. They're fantastic. I had a great time with them during the concert and after it.
And you must have enjoyed staying in the most famous hotel in London.
Yes, it was beautiful. But I'm used to staying in big hotels.
Thanks, James. Good luck with your new album.
Now listen again.
James, you've just finished your European tour. Tell us about it.
Well, my fans here in Europe are wonderful. But what I enjoyed most about this tour was my new team. They're fantastic. I had a great time with them during the concert and after it.
And you must have enjoyed staying in the most famous hotel in London.
Yes, it was beautiful. But I'm used to staying in big hotels.
Thanks, James. Good luck with your new album.
Three. When will they go on holiday?
I really want to go to Cuba this year. Shall we go in August?
I suppose I could take a week off. But they say it's really hot between June and August. Why don't we go in December?
We could, but wait, Your sister's coming over from Australia then, remember?
Yes, you're right. How could I forget that? So, we can't go in December. I say we leave it till next year, in spring. Maybe in April or May.
Promise?
Yes, I promise.
Now listen again.
I really want to go to Cuba this year. Shall we go in August?
I suppose I could take a week off. But they say it's really hot between June and August. Why don't we go in December?
We could, but wait. Your sister's coming over from Australia then, remember?
Yes, you're right. How could I forget that? So, we can't go in December. I say we leave it till next year, in spring. Maybe in April or May.
Promise?
Yes, I promise.
Four. What exam does the teacher announce for Friday?
Sit down and be quiet, please. I've got the exam results from Monday here. You've all passed the maths test, but you didn't do as well in physics. I'll give you your marks on Friday after your geography exam. This last one will be on European rivers and mountains. Remember to hand in your projects on historical battles on Thursday. You know this is a busy week, so plan your study time. Don't waste it.
Now listen again.
Sit down and be quiet, please. I've got the exam results from Monday here. You've all passed the maths test, but you didn't do as well in physics. I'll give you your marks on Friday after your geography exam. This last one will be on European rivers and mountains. Remember to hand in your projects on historical battles on Thursday. You know this is a busy week, so plan your study time. Don't waste it.
Five. What time is it now?
Mum, what time are you picking me up today?
The same time I always pick you up. Why?
Well, I've got football practice today and I can't be late.
Don't worry, you'll make it in time. But hurry up now. It's 5 past already. You'll miss the bus.
The bus comes at 8:30. I still have 25 minutes.
Well, come on. You're still in your pyjamas. You know it takes you ages to get ready.
All right.
Now listen again.
Mum, what time are you picking me up today?
The same time I always pick you up. Why?
Well, I've got football practice today and I can't be late.
Don't worry, you'll make it in time. But hurry up now. It's 5 past already. You'll miss the bus.
The bus comes at 8:30. I still have 25 minutes.
Well, come on. You're still in your pyjamas. You know it takes you ages to get ready.
All right.
Six. What is the girl drinking?
Don't drink that now. We're going to have lunch in a minute.
I've nearly finished it, Dad.
You shouldn't have anything sweet before lunch. Now you're not hungry and you won't eat your lunch.
It's not sweet, Dad. It's not like cola. It says it's 100% pineapple and there's no sugar in it. Anyway, weren't you drinking a cup of tea 5 minutes ago?
I was, but that's different. Come on, your mum's calling.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll leave a clean plate. You'll see.
Now listen again.
Don't drink that now. We're going to have lunch in a minute.
I've nearly finished it, Dad.
You shouldn't have anything sweet before lunch. Now you're not hungry and you won't eat your lunch.
It's not sweet, Dad. It's not like cola. It says it's 100% pineapple and there's no sugar in it. Anyway, weren't you drinking a cup of tea 5 minutes ago?
I was, but that's different. Come on, your mum's calling.
Don't worry, Dad. I'll leave a clean plate. You'll see.
Seven. Who is going to take the dog for a walk?
Mary, could you take Max for a walk? He's been inside all day. He needs a bit of fresh air.
Oh, Mum, I can't. I'm riding my bicycle to the park. Why can't Dad take him? A little bit of walking would do him good.
He's not here. He's coming home late today. And your brother is upstairs. He's not feeling very well.
Oh, all right, Mum. I'll walk to the park then.
Thanks, Mary. Don't be late for lunch, please.
I won't.
Now listen again.
Mary, could you take Max for a walk? He's been inside all day. He needs a bit of fresh air.
Oh, Mum, I can't. I'm riding my bicycle to the park. Why can't Dad take him? A little bit of walking would do him good.
He's not here. He's coming home late today. And your brother is upstairs. He's not feeling very well.
Oh, all right, Mum. I'll walk to the park then.
Thanks, Mary. Don't be late for lunch, please.
I won't.
That is the end of part 1.